Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive head of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shoup, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Prof. Every bit as concerned as everybody else I know about the prospect of Chinese vaccines, Prof.
Yeah.
What's your take on Sinopharm and the other one, Sinovac?
I take it, Simon, you don't want the, you don't want them to go into your doctor.
You picked that up in my subtlety, did you, Prof?
All right. Exactly. Let me give you a bit of the background.
Yes.
Both of these vaccines are made by two separate state-owned companies in Beijing, China. The one company is called Sinovac and the other company called Sinopharm. Sinopharm produces a vaccine which is very similar in structure to the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca. In other words, it uses a viral vector. The virus is the adenovector. In other words, a vector carrier, which carries the gene into the muscle cell. But the other one, which is more of interesting, is the Sinovac. Its vaccine is called actually CoronaVac. Sinovac's the company. CoronaVac is the vaccine. This is the one which has been now registered with SAHPRA. I'll come just now to what the registration means. Yeah. But just a little bit about the vaccine. The vaccine, what they've done is they've taken the virus itself and they kill off the virus, or they inactivate the virus with heat and chemicals. It's what we call a whole inactivated vaccine. So the virus itself can't multiply. But of course, all the proteins are there to stimulate the immune system. So they've used the original Wuhan strain, the original strain from the town of Wuhan in China, and they've made a vaccine. It's a similar kind of technology that we use for influenza vaccine or the injectable polio vaccine and so on. So it's quite different in the structure to Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and so on. Now, what you're really interested in is how effective is it? Well, what they've submitted, and there have been quite a number of trials. It's actually been rolled out to over 40 countries, I should mention. Some of them are neighboring countries like Zimbabwe and Botswana and so on. Shown to be 51% effective against mild to moderate disease. So that compares to, say, 65% of the Johnson & Johnson, but that's the Johnson & Johnson measured against our variant. Johnson & Johnson's a bit better. It's not our variant. Our variant, I mean the beta variant.
Yeah.
But 100% effective preventing severe disease, that's hospitalization and so on. They did an interesting study. I can't help but mentioning it. They did a study in a town called Serrano, which is in Brazil. And they immunized the entire adult population of this town.
Yeah.
And they kind of found the 51% effective, 100% effective against severe disease. So it looks to be, on this trial, in this information, not a bad vaccine. It has been registered by SAHPRA, the regulatory authority, under what's called a Section 21 registration. So in other words, they limit the number of doses that they could import into the country. They limit the time period that it can be imported. But more importantly, they've got to demonstrate that there is clinical efficacy in our country, in South Africa. Now, it's a bit of a kind of a circle going round and round, because how do you do that if you can't import in the first place? So I can't answer that question. We've got a meeting tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow's session I can give you a bit of an answer to that. But in either event, the bottom line is twofold. They've got to show us, before we can make a recommendation from the MAC point of view, okay. Doesn't mean that the government's got to take our recommendation, sure. But our recommendation would be we need to show efficacy, it's going to be effective, against mainly the Delta virus, because the Delta is really what's displacing the Beta. That's going to be the main strain in the country. The bottom line, despite what some of the media reports have said, there's been no purchase of the vaccine. It's not yet procured. It's not just purchased. It's not in the country. It still remains as a conditional approval. So I'll leave it there.
Okay. Lots to think about. Lots of food for thought there. Professor Shoup, as always, thank you. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Okay, son. All the best.